Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
And this is the Dear Little Me podcast where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
And we have a lot to talk about. Like, this might be a long one.
Yeah, it's actually a jam. Like, I feel like all the times we say we have a lot to talk about, it's not really as packed as we expect. But, like, this is actually a lot's happened in the 2 weeks.
A lot.
So.
And we were gonna film earlier in the week, and I'm glad that we waited because more has come out. Because at first I was like, what are we gonna talk about? I was thinking about we have to add in another unreleased reaction.
Yeah.
Like we were gonna have to just try to figure out how we were gonna fill the time. But Demi came through and gave us some content to talk about. And I'm really excited for this episode because there's a lot of exciting things that Demi's doing. Demi just popped out of nowhere, like wasn't doing anything for the longest time, then all of a sudden all this stuff was just thrown at us.
Yeah, I feel like Demi is like at a peak moment in her career right now. Like we'll get into it, but like literally doing all the things. So I'm really excited to see what, has the future holds for Demi this year. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I just realized we forgot to add something to the list of things that we're going to talk about. How Demi was in the studio again. Do you remember?
Oh yes, and people the video that came out where Demi was like it was silent video and everyone was like jamming. I really tried to turn my volume up on the phone, so I was like what? But everyone was saying that the way that everyone was dancing, it looked like it was a pop song. What did you
Yeah.
think?
I have to go back and look at it. I feel like I didn't really look at the body language, but I would have to go back. But like you said, I didn't even realize you saw on social media about Demi removing a pretty significant post on their Instagram.
Yeah, the
Like,
funeral for my pop music, and also the Spotify playlist is now deleted. That was originally titled "The Funeral for My Pop Music."
oh, there
So,
was a Spotify playlist?
yeah,
I don't remember that.
Demi made a Spotify playlist before "Holy Fuck" was released, and each song title was spelled out "Holy Fuck,"
Oh,
and it was a rock song.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, so Demi deleted that playlist and deleted the picture on the Instagram that said "A funeral for my pop music." So everyone is speculating that pop music is coming back because Demi removed these things.
Yeah, I believe you, but I'm just scrolling just to clarify and for confirmation. It was their first post, right? Like they
I think
have.
so, yeah.
I see it right here.
It was deleted on Spotify, though.
On Spotify, what the picture, there was a picture.
Yeah, the whole playlist, and it had the picture, and then it had the I have the post. Hold on.
I need to see this.
Hold
Did you
on.
screenshot it and send it to me?
I did. Yeah, it's in
Okay, hold.
the wait.
Oh, wait, no, that's. Oh, yeah, Demi recently deleted their A Funeral for My Pop
Yes.
playlist for their Spotify page. Oh, okay, so I thought it was a post on Instagram. I feel like if that happened, then that would be a really big indicator of like the direction that they're going with music. But maybe they're just like over this playlist and they're like,
Yeah,
oh.
maybe. But I feel like it was still like it came out at the same time, you know?
Yeah, so we don't know. I feel like we never
And
know.
then that whole situation coupled with the video of Demi that was in the studio with like Oak, and
Yeah.
people are saying that since Oak was a big part of Tell Me You Love Me, that means, but then Oak was also on Holy Fuck. So I don't know. Fans just use anything to
Yeah.
grab at when it comes to trying to speculate things, but
I don't remember what we said in our prediction video talking about what type of music we think Demi's going to do this year, but I think I was like leaning towards staying in the rock element because they re-recorded all of their hits, and I was like, it just doesn't seem right. Like, it seems counterproductive to release them when if they're just going to go back sing the pop versions. But we were really wrong about a big thing in that. I know we're jumping ahead, but Demi acting again. We both said, I went back and looked, so I remember we talked about it because someone predicted
yeah.
it being, going back to acting this year. And we both were like, I don't see that happening. I think Demi's happy doing just music. Like we really confidently disagreed with this person, and we are very much wrong.
Yes, we're
And
wrong.
I'm
I
happy
was
to be wrong.
no, yeah, that's why I said I was like, I'm actually happy that we were wrong about
Yeah.
that because like seeing that Demi's going like it's just that was it was not on my 2024 bingo card.
No,
Like
not at
I would have
all.
never expected Demi to go back to acting.
Yeah. And I still am a little bit confused on what the movie's going to be and how significant Demi's role is going to be, a main part. You know,
Yeah.
I know she's going to be alongside other actors, so I'm wondering how it's going to be, but it's going to be so weird. I'm going to be honest. The what was that movie that Demi was in? It was like Eurovision, or what was it called? It
Oh
was
yeah, like
like,
the like future tech like
did you
movie.
ever watch that? Because I never watched
I
it.
never watched it, no, but I
I never
remember.
watched it. So I don't know. I don't think Demi really had a main role in it. So all I know for Demi acting is Sunny with a Chance, Camp Rock.
Camp Rock, Princess Protection Program.
Yeah. And the small scenes that they did in like Grey's Anatomy and
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace. So I'm excited to see something Demi acting in a more serious role. It seems like it's going to be a serious movie because it's about
It's about homeless women and tow something. But the like promo post, I guess, that was put up, it was only Demi and two other actors.
yeah.
So I'm wondering if Demi would have that significant role alongside the other female actor if it's about homeless women.
Yeah.
I feel
Yeah.
like that'd be really cool if it's like all surrounding, like if Demi is part of the main, because then we would really get to see those mature acting skills.
Yeah, it's about homeless women caught in tow company hell. Is what is tow company? Do we know?
I do not. I really thought they were talking about tow trucks, and I was like, what kind of movie is this?
Well, I'm looking up tow company and it's giving me, yeah, towing. So I'm not, if you guys know what that means, I probably could look into it a little bit more and see the articles talking about it, but I haven't really done that. But it's really exciting to have something to look forward to. I'm wondering if it's, it probably won't be released this year. I would assume it's going to be 2025. So I guess technically, that's my guess, 2025, but we've been wrong. So
Yeah.
I guess technically Demi's not doing acting this year. Like it's not being.
Well, we don't have the movie until possibly next year,
Yeah.
but there's a high possibility that Child Star comes out this year.
Yes. Oh, right. I feel like we've been talking about it for 2 years at this point. Not even
Yeah.
really only
Well,
been a year.
because Demi announced it. Demi, like, literally, like, during quarantine, I think Demi was like, oh, it'd be so cool to have a documentary where all the child stars come together and talk about. And then now we're finally at the point where it's like in the works.
Yeah. So I'm wondering when that will be released, if it's coming later this
I feel
year.
like it is this year. Like, I feel like it's gonna be like fall this year.
That would be, yeah, it sounds about right. I can't believe it's March is flying by the way. Just a side note, I'm just looking at my calendar too, and I'm just like, damn, we're like, it's almost April.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell happened? Like, we are just in Vegas for New Year's.
I was literally just thinking about that. I was like, oh my God, like, literally the end of last year to the beginning of this year was spent in Vegas and
Yeah.
driving across the country.
Yeah.
And now here we are. Felt like it was yesterday.
It's crazy. So a lot of exciting things coming besides Demi acting, of course. I think that's the number one thing I'm excited for.
Oh yeah, especially because it hasn't been for so long, and because like I think a lot of people have talked about this, like Demi deserves to be in the more mature roles, because people just, when they think of Demi acting, like you said, they think of Sunny with a Chance, Camp Rock, and like the Disney acting. But I feel like people would take Demi more seriously and like have more respect for Demi if they saw her in those mature roles. So
Yeah,
I'm
I
excited to
think
see
that.
how that like brings about her fame more.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how people view Demi because, oh my God, this is a side note. So, my sister told me when she was at work that a Demi song came on. I can't remember what which it was, but that's besides the point. She's like, yeah, Demi song came on. And she's like, all of my coworkers are just going on and on about how much they hate Demi Lovato. And I was just like, what the hell? And then she brings up, she's like, well, my sister is a huge fan. She has a shop like dedicated and all this stuff. And it's just sad because that's the general public's pretty much their view on Demi. It's just how much they dislike Demi. But when you really look at the big picture of everything and the things that Demi have done that are controversial to a lot of people, it's been done out of like love. When you think about like the frozen yogurt thing, Demi, I think, had good intentions. I think that was a little bit, it was a lot. Like, I didn't really agree with the way Demi went about it, but I just feel like Demi always has really good intentions with things that they do.
They're
And
just very outspoken and do it in
yes, and
the
people hate
wrong way.
that. You know, people
Yeah.
hate.
But I feel like also 90% of the people that are hating on Demi are just hopping on the bandwagon. Like, it's the same thing that's happening right now with Ariana Grande. Like, people there's like a select few people that hate, and then there's all the people that follow behind because it's like, oh, it's cool to hate this celebrity right now. So I think with Demi, like, because all I see like on TikTok, like someone will post something at Demi Lovato, and all the comments are like so positive, and there's one comment that's like, but remember the spoon, and like they'll make like stupid fucking drug jokes, and then I'll get all the comments under it, like, oh yeah, like hate on Demi Lovato because she's still a druggie, or like whatever they use to hate. But it's literally just a bunch of people that won't let the past go. And they
Yeah.
won't see Demi for who they are right now.
They just think Demi's annoying. And it's just, I just feel like if anyone has that opinion on Demi, they don't even really know who Demi Lovato is.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see this movie. I wonder if it's going to be in theaters because I will be there if it is.
Yeah. Even though like it's a low key, it sounds like a movie that like I wouldn't watch. Like if it I saw it like and it was in like, you know, movie theater without Demi Lovato in it, I'd be like, okay, I'm not
Yeah.
seeing a movie about homeless tow company people. But the fact that
Whatever
Demi
that
was in
means, maybe there's a really
it,
good meaning to it. Like, it's probably gonna be a great movie.
yeah, no, I'm sure it'll be great. I'm
Yeah.
sure, you know, Demi wouldn't just take a random ass role that they didn't, you know, have feelings for. Not, that
Yeah.
sounds so weird. I don't
No,
know what the
has a
right word
connection with or something they're
yeah,
passionate
connections,
about.
yeah, but I just feel like I wouldn't normally like watch a movie like that, so it'll be interesting.
And hopefully we do get it because I think back to, I don't remember if we had the podcast. No, it must have been right before the podcast. Remember, Demi was supposed to have a role in something and then it never happened. They got replaced and it was like their first sex scene
Oh
and
yeah.
never got that because like Demi dropped out of the movie or I don't remember what happened. It was like
Yeah.
conflicting with Demi's schedule. I feel like we talked about it on an episode at some point, but I'm hoping that this, you know, follows through and we're gonna be able to see this movie.
Yeah. Well, I think the other one it was always like talked about, but it never fully went like this one. I feel like it's already like Demi's posted about it and like
Yeah, right.
it, so.
So we will see. Maybe we'll be doing a movie review.
Oh yeah, maybe we can all have a movie date, get our popcorn and go see Demi Lovato in theaters.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. So what else do we have going on here?
Demi was on Cosmopolitan, People magazine with like different interviews. There were so many different like various interviews. Like there was ones
Yeah.
where Demi was talking about haters, there was ones where Demi was talking about new music, ones where Demi was talking about dying their hair back to red. Like there was just so many floating interviews from the two magazines.
It kind of focused mostly on self-care, it seemed
Yeah.
like the interviews, because they were asking about Demi's view on like trolls on the internet and how they like deal with that. And we already know that Demi tends to not read their comments, which I think is a really smart idea because they said that, and I could totally see that personally, like something that I feel like I go through. It's like you do look for validation on social media, you read those comments and it boosts your ego. And so Demi's like, that's something I just don't want to do anymore. And I think that I feel like with Demi Lovato's past, that's just the best decision for them. And I kind of wish I was like to that point. Not that I get like hate comments and stuff, but I did go like semi-viral on TikTok and people are crazy, crazy. So but the one I wanted to mention, because this was like such a big deal, I read it to you that they were talking about their hair and how for their wedding, which they're talking about the wedding like it's like they're planning it. I don't know when the wedding is. That would be cool to know. But that Demi's trying to grow their hair as long as possible for the wedding. And they said a part of me wants to go red again, like an orangier red, but I might wait until after the wedding, which is so big because it makes me think of like 2015, 2014, 2015, 13, 14, 15, when they would dye their hair all the time. We'd be so like that was
Yeah, like
what.
every week it would just be a new hair color that they would reveal.
Yeah, so it would be because Demi's had this hair for so long. I mean, I would love to see Demi with red hair again. That was always one of my favorites. That's the first time I met Demi. Demi had red hair, so that holds
Oh,
like a.
really?
Yeah, I was like, it was like your hair color. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna, if me and Demi would be twins, listen. No, but I feel that red Vado was my favorite too, next to pink Vado, but I didn't like the full pink. I liked the blonde into the
Yeah.
pink. But
Okay.
yeah, I feel like that would be so cool. Like for De I just feel like Demi's always expressed themselves through their hair. I feel like that's always been like a thing. Like whether it be the color, cutting it short, like always, it's always been through the hair. So whenever I feel like whenever Demi is, you know, happy, it shows in their hair color choice. I'm happy that they want to color their hair again because it just, you know, vibrant Demi is happy dinner, happy Demi.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what they do that because it's just going to be really nostalgic, I think, for all of us that have been here for so long. Because Demi's had dark hair, for black hair for like a really long time. So,
Also, red would be hella cool for rocker vibes.
yeah, it would be.
Imagine like red, like fiery red hair, like a fiery red bodysuit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it would look so good. So another thing that Demi is talking about, or just what is it? Are they the spokesperson? I don't really know.
Promoting it. I feel like, well, there was one interview where the I guess CEO of the company was like, why we chose Demi, because like Demi is a definition of beauty at your own, whatever the quote was. Like they said,
Yeah.
like why they specifically chose Demi Lovato. So I feel like Demi is the like face for the
Yes.
product.
I mean, I don't blame them for choosing Demi because Demi's skin and just face in general is,
Flawless.
I just don't even know why Demi wears makeup. I would never. And uses
No,
like
look, yeah.
filters. We talked about this. I'm like, I would never wear makeup if I had skin like Demi's. But
Well,
there.
maybe Demi's skincare regimen was just this injectable all along, and we didn't know.
Okay, so let's talk about this injectable. I didn't realize it was an injectable until you told me it was, because I thought it was like a cream of some sort. I didn't really read into it. I was a bit confused, but I loved the little promo video that Demi did for it. But it's called Xeomin. So I'm pretty sure that we looked at the
Yeah.
pronunciation, but it's pronounced with a Z. So, and it's an injectable, which I went to the website because I was like, oh, like if it's a cream or something, like I want to buy it and we can like review it on the podcast. But no, you got to get
A
a
prescription. And I
prescription.
thought that was wild because I'm like, who does Demi think that her fans are? I'm looking for my PCP and ask for a prescription for an injectable. I mean, like maybe the older fans, I guess, but like I feel like our age group, we're not at an age where we would be like, let me get an injectable. I mean, I guess you're not
I think
that
I
far
would.
from Demi,
Yeah,
so
I would. I think I would. I wouldn't be opposed to it. It's for wrinkles and like fine lines. I don't really
yeah
feel like I have
yeah
them, but
no
I'm sure, I mean, a lot of people get like Botox and injectables to prevent that from happening. And obviously I'm getting older, and this goes to show, like, I feel like it shows how we've grown with Demi and the stuff that they're endorsing now compared to back then, like when they were doing like the Skechers and they had their own products, you know, like with
the
the
hair color extension
and then
and then the vibrator
oh right, the
and
vibrator.
now an injectable.
Yeah, an injectable. So it's really, they're growing up. I feel like that's so weird to say because they are like going to be 32. They are grown and we're growing with them. So obviously the things that they're going to share and promote, and they're also at the end of the day, they're an influencer as well on social media. They're going to be more mature than nail polishes. And but also, like, we did talk about Devon by Demi, I think, last episode. So it's also interesting to see that Demi's like endorsing something that's related to skincare, because we know that Demi's been so passionate about it for so long. And they talked about that in interviews, that they take their skincare routine really seriously. But and they're like, oh, you know, I've been doing this for years, using this for years. So I'm like, yeah, you really never used Avon by Demi. Like, I don't believe it. I don't believe you use that.
No, honestly, like I commend Demi with the skincare routine because like literally when Demi went into like the whole regimen of like I do this and like staying on top of it, like I feel like I want to do that. I'm just not disciplined enough to stick with it. So and like I feel I'm just too lazy. Like once Demi was like I use three different cleansers in the morning, I'm like I'm out. Like I don't have the patience for that.
I'm pretty good with my skincare routine, but you wouldn't be able to tell because I struggle really badly with hormonal acne ever since having Ren, and it's something that I've just struggled with for going on 5 years now, and it's like really damaged my skin. So I don't know, like, would these I need injectables that help with like my whole face. Like, I don't need the wrinkle stuff yet, but just like acne in general. I wish that, I don't know, because also the stuff that I use is like from the drugstore. I'm sure the stuff Debbie uses is very high end, like luxury products that really help
The
the skin.
luxury skincare, not the pimple patches.
Yeah, the pimple patches, they do work though. I stand by the mighty patch, it's called.
Little star ones.
Oh, those never worked for me. I think those are just a freaking gimmick. It just looks cool. They never work. But the other day, I actually had a pimple patch on, and I went the whole entire. I forgot I had it on my face. I was like, thankfully, it was like covering. My glasses were covering it because I had it like right here. I was like, oh my God, that. Well, didn't I walk out in Vegas and I had pimple patches on?
You
And I was
did,
like, I didn't say anything. And then later, I was like, by the way, guys, like, I have pimple patches on. You're like, yeah, I was wondering what that was, but I didn't want to say anything. So yeah, it's something I struggle with. So if Demi wants to come out with another skincare line, like we've talked about, I'd be down, but just don't.
Demi endorsed pimple patches.
Oh my God, Demi pimple patches. Like, imagine like little pictures of Demi, like as a patch.
A little bit like poop just in the middle of your forehead.
That would be so funny. So if any of you guys are trying the injectables, if you get that prescription, let us know if it works. I don't even think my insurance would cover that.
Oh,
Like,
insurance covers it? I thought it was like.
you got it. Like, I just wonder how familiar
I
like
feel
your
like most
products
insurances don't cover like cosmetic
right.
products.
But if it's like some, oh, true. Oh yeah, it's right. It's not for acne. It's like a cosmetic. Yeah, something that you don't need. So I wonder how much that would be. Like I need to look into it
That's
because
what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm like, what? Demi's promoting this. Like, it's like, I feel like none of us are gonna buy, like, sure. I feel like it'd be expensive. Not to say like, no one's gonna buy the product, but I'm saying like I feel like it's gonna be like one of those like expensive high-end like celebrities type will get this injectable, not Demi's broke minimum wage working fans. Like,
Yeah.
but going off of the injectable, did you see that some people were actually like talking down on Demi being the spokesperson because they were like, well, Demi's always outspoken about how you should like love yourself for who you are and like, you know, be confident, but then Demi's promoting like changing your face with like an injectable. So people were
Well,
saying like, why Demi? Because Demi's supposed to be like confident.
I feel like people use that against Demi. I think you could be confident but still not like things about yourself if there's things that you want to change. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, that's like when someone commented on our, I wonder if they're watching, commented on our last video was like, Paige, you look so different because I put in
Plastic surgery.
he asked if I have plastic surgery, and I'm like, listen, I'm honored that you think so because I feel like my whole entire life, and I know we talked about this on an episode, I felt like I've looked the same my whole entire life. Like, I've always had the same hair, I've always had like long brown hair parted to the side. And I reached a point last year in June, right after we filmed that like reaction video, which is like almost a year difference. And I was like, I need something. I want to look different because I feel like I just feel like I've been stuck like looking the same my whole life. And they were like, asked if, because I mean, I cut my hair, I have blonde hair. That makes a huge difference. Depending how I do my makeup, I can look completely different. But I've never had plastic surgery except for my breast reduction. That's it. And other than that, I've never had injectables. I've got my lips done. That's it. That's all I've ever gotten done. But,
They were over here like, oh, new hair? No, you got your whole face reconstructed.
yeah, you look so different. Have you gotten plastic surgery? And I was just like, I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or not, because
Plastic
I think,
surgery meaning chemical to my hair? Yes.
yes, right. This is, it's crazy. I said it's crazy what I think I said it's crazy what a haircut can do. It really
Yeah.
is. And like changing the color. But so I was like, do I take that as a compliment or, but I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to take this as like, I reached my goal of just
Looking different.
not like, yeah, looking different and like not changing myself, so like just growing as a person. I just felt stagnant in like my life and just my looks. And I don't think there's anything wrong with experimenting with a haircut and some
Yeah.
bleach. But
Yeah. I feel like the shorter haircut makes you look older, not
it
like
does. And
older,
I
but
it
like if
does.
you still had the long brown hair, you'd still look like you were 23. And I feel like that like you don't want to look 23. I'm 23. You're not 23.
I
Like I
wouldn't
feel
mind
like
looking younger because it does. It kind of trips me out because the shorter hair definitely makes you look more mature. And I feel like I'm also holding on to my youth. I'm scared to enter my 30s. And so I also feel like I'm younger than I am, which is not saying like maturity wise, but I just feel like I'm always so stuck in the past thinking about 10 years ago and like how much I miss that, and I can never live in the present, in the present time. Like I'm always just focusing on, oh my God, 2020 was 4 years ago. I can't believe that. You know, it's crazy. So I mean, I'm growing my hair out. I like my short hair, but I just want
so you're going
long
to have
hair.
long blonde hair now?
I am going, so next time I get my hair done, I'm gonna do something a little bit different because I'm gonna stay light, I think, for a while, but I'm gonna experiment with color as well, like different toners. It's just very expensive to maintain blonde hair. Like it's so expensive. But then I look back, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should keep doing this. My friend does my hair and she gives me a deal. And so I'm like, I can't even imagine the people that pay like full price. And you know, I of course tip my friend. I feel like I should mention that. Like, but you know, and I think about like how far I've come and how much money I have spent on having blonde hair. I'm like, I don't want to like it to go to waste. I haven't even had it for a full year yet. So I'm just gonna tone it a little differently, but still be able to go back to like the blonde and something that's more manageable than having to get like my roots done every like 6 weeks. But anyways, yeah, so we really got off on a tangent. But Demi, I don't think that people should be using that against Demi. I think you could be confident, but also want to get like maybe get rid of a forehead wrinkle. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think
Yeah,
there's
no, I have the same. I think Demi also said that, like, as a comeback to, like, you can be confident but also want to do things to further boost your confidence. So
right.
like even though Demi is already confident, they're doing these things to make for their skin to be more confident. Like,
Yeah.
if you want Demi to promote confidence, Demi has to be confident in themselves. So, but yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not ever gonna judge someone for getting Botox or whatever they choose to do with their face, and then I would never judge people for like naturally aging. I don't think that whatever, it's not my life, so it doesn't affect me, and I wouldn't want anybody to judge my decisions that I make, for my confidence. So I don't know. I just feel like people use that shit just against Demi because they can and they don't like Demi. So it's another reason to just be on, you know, the bandwagon. So if any of you guys are getting the injectable, I'm really curious to see how
Yes,
it
post
works
some
for
before and after pics because I really want to know. Like, I feel like Demi being the spokesperson, like, it's not like I need someone to actually sell it to me. Like, I need to see the before and the after the injectable.
you. Because I feel like Demi doesn't look any different to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't.
If we have the results of Demi, I feel like it's like I think in the article Demi saying it was just like very natural. And yeah, so I don't see a difference in Demi at all. The only thing I see that Demi's gotten done is their lips.
Yeah, I
So
was gonna say I never even noticed that Demi had the frown lines or whatever they say that it helps. Like
yeah.
I don't.
They've never had a single wrinkle on their forehead. So I'm wondering if I'm sure they've gotten like injectables in the past. Like they've talked about it, but in this article, which I'll try to remember to link down below. Probably will forget. But so yeah, let us know. I'm very curious if it's worth me calling up my dermatologist and setting an appointment for like 6 months because they can never get you in early. And it's like you always have to wait so long. So but moving along, Demi's featured in Slash's new song coming out on Slash's new album. I think it's next month. Oh, maybe it's May. So
I
like
didn't
two.
realize it was an album. I thought it was just a song coming out.
Yeah,
Wow.
no, it's a whole album. So Demi's featured on the album. It's called Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And I'm excited. I always love new Demi music, regardless of like who it's with. It doesn't really matter to me. And so I'm really excited to hear.
I'm like, it's so cool to me that Demi's been featured on so many different genres of music. Like, I was just listening to Breakdown on my way home earlier, and I was thinking about like My Reputation, like that's a hip hop song. The song that Demi was featured on with Fall Out Boy, that was like a rock song, and then the country
Yeah,
song.
without
Like, Demi
a
has literally collabed with every single type of artist. It is so cool, and it just shows like how versatile Demi's singing is. Like, it just Demi can do anything, and it's just
Yeah.
great.
And now they're gonna be on Slash's new album, and I'm sure we'll do a reaction, maybe like a little clip in a video. Probably not a dedicated episode like we've done in the past to re reacting to Demi songs, but we'll probably do that at some point. And I'm excited to hear it. So, on the topic of songs, new songs, do you want to tell me
Yeah,
Jutes released?
so Jutes, Demi's now fiance, just released the song.
Yeah, I think it was on like Friday.
Yeah, it's called Carry Me. And it was the song Jutes was playing when proposing to Demi, which makes it all the more special. But now it's officially
I
released.
think he sang it.
Oh, he sang it?
I believe so, from like what was said in his live or not his live, his caption or like on the stories or something. I'm pretty sure he's saying it live because I think there was a guitar there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, did you listen to it?
I didn't listen to it. No, I mean, besides the clips that have been like, you know, posted.
So it starts, the opening line is, "I'm just a nobody from nowhere. So can you blame me from being scared?" Listen, like, I have to read you like almost all these lyrics because they're so cute. "When I heard footsteps on the stairs, there you were, a long blazer with short hair. You showed up looking for substance," because they wrote the song together. "And I was trying to give it, even if I could only be your friend, as long as it doesn't ever have to end. So who let all of these butterflies in here?" Which is, I think, why they proposed with butterflies. Everyone was like, "Oh, it's for Demi's dad." Maybe that was like a significant, like, maybe another meaning, but I think it was because of the song. "Guess I made it through 30 something lonely years, but it wasn't me until I found you. And I can't see life without you." And then it says, "Concert tickets and midnight calls, John Mayer and Goo Goo Dolls," because
Iris,
you know, Iris. "In a trance, watching you taking off your makeup. Then we'll dance like a seahorse when we wake up." I don't know what that means. "Take some," I guess whoever did this lyrics doesn't know what he's saying there. "Take some blank and trips to Mars. I'm going camping in your backyard," because I think they did like a camping thing. I remember like saying something like that. "Either way, God, these are not right. As long as you never have to be apart." But yeah, so it says, "There's one thing that I know. Will you marry me?" And that's how it ends.
That is
So
so
it was really cute. Just like I just love like songs that are clever like that and actually tell a story, and we can kind of get a
yeah,
glimpse.
like you get the whole like lead up to the proposal. That's so cool. Like it's literally like their dating life just played out in a song. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're just so cute together. Like I can't. Like I mean, people keep saying like, I don't know if you've seen the post of like the all the Disney XX have like attached to the like guys that are way out of their league, like saying that the Disney XX are prettier than their fiancés or boyfriends or whatever. Like, but it's not even about their looks. Jutas just treats Demi so amazing, and like Demi deserves that. Out of all the shitty ass men that Demi has been with in the past, like Jutas is just so genuine and wholesome, and Demi deserves that for once.
Yeah, and we all we can see is how he comes across on social media, and we've like seen them in person, and I've always just seen nothing but like love and support and the times I've seen Jutes, and just on social media. So I just, it's exactly what Demi deserves. And I think that they needed, you know, comparing to their last engagement and their previous relationships, like you said. So,
we love dudes.
We love dudes.
So moving on to our Dear Little Me segment for this episode, we got a little newsletter from Demi, a little gift. I wonder if Demi writes her own like email campaigns. I feel like
think so.
No, but some of them like do sound like it would have come from Demi, but also like that one was
cheesy. Didn't we get one that was like about Batman?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that Batman one was like definitely something that Demi would have written up.
I'm trying to find out, why can't I find these
To randomly
emails?
Send out. Or
What
the newspaper thing that we got before Holy Fuck came out, and it had like Skin in My Teeth, and it had like the I feel like Demi had some say in that one.
Oh,
But
yeah.
yeah, Love Me One was really cheesy, and I feel like Demi was not part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Can't believe, okay, because I Love Me turned 4 years old. I'm going to sneeze. And I'm going to pass away because that's fucking crazy. Okay, it happened.
Like, is that your reaction to like the 4 years old?
It's been over 4 years. But
which
that's
is crazy because that means COVID was 4 years ago, and that just is wild to me. And I just like I got the memories on my Facebook the other day actually of like when I posted and it said 4 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God. But like so much has happened just since I Love Me came out, and it's so insane because 4 years does not seem like that long ago, but it was, and so much has happened in 4 years.
Yeah, Dancing with the Devil is turning 3 this year, right?
Yeah.
I have it on
And
my calendar.
There's a whole two albums since Dancing with the Devil.
I'm looking at my Demi calendar. I saw yours behind you. Dancing with the Devil documentary turns 3 on the 23rd. That's disgusting. And then
I Love You turns 4 on the calendar.
Oh my God, I didn't, huh? Well, I guess it was, that would have been kind of hard to put all of Demi's singles, but Dancing with the Devil, the artist writing over, turns 3 on April 2nd. So
that means that this podcast will be turning.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So Demi, did they release like new merch? Because the I Love Me signed vinyl, I never saw that. And I wanted to get it because it was signed, but
I don't know if it's new, but I think like I saw that there's a new cover, like it said like alternative cover for I Love Me, and it was like the picture of Demi with the long hair still, and like with the getting the makeup done. I feel like it was in the documentary, I think. But
I wanted it. By the time I looked, it was sold out. I was
I
gonna
just thought there was alternate covers. I don't think there's new merch though.
Yeah, I wanted to buy the vinyl with this one, but it's sold
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get a couple and do a giveaway, but I don't know. I thought I clicked on it pretty much when we got it, so I don't know what that was about. And then the signed I Love Me signed CD, that sold out too. Were these ever available? Like, was this our old merch?
Well, you have an I Love Me CD, right? It's just not signed.
No, it's just not signed, yeah. And they have the hoodie and the t-shirt. Well, if anyone has an extra, I'll buy it from you. But I don't...
Do you remember where you were when I Love Me came out? I actually don't.
I don't.
COVID year is just such a blur to me, so
no,
I don't
I don't remember.
It.
So
I do
four
not
days
either.
Ago, so the 6th. No, I have absolutely no idea. Actually, on the 6th of March, the Stay Strong documentary turned 12.
I remember where I was when I was watching that, actually.
Me too.
I don't
Me
remember
too.
where I was when I watched
Yeah, I know where I was 12 years ago, but 4 years ago, no. I feel like my memory's just really declined a lot. So.
I was literally 12, dude. Like,
Yeah.
that is half my life ago. That's the Stay Strong documentary came out. Half of my life ago. That is disgusting.
So how old was I? 17? 16, 17? I don't even know. So, yeah, I didn't get it. I don't remember where I... Or I didn't get the sign thing, so I'm really upset about that. I don't know where I was, so I can't even tell you that story. But I do remember watching like the music video for the first time. I wonder if we like, I still have our texts from our old group, and I'm sure I have it from I Love Me. Let's see what comes up. It low-key sounds like it's gonna be a kiddish song. This is what you said. It low-key sounds like it's gonna be a kiddish song. I Love Me, but I'm just glad to have new music. So wait, what were we talking about? New single, we won. This was March 2nd. You said new single, we won. And then you said it low-key sounds kiddish. And then Demi was gonna be on Ellen and she was guest hosting one of the days.
Oh my god, Ellen, I remember that.
Oh, and then the preview for I Love Me, OMG, is what you said. And then you said it reminds me of La La Land, nostalgic or nostalgia. It's so good. Why is she so hot? Oh, we were watching the
video or the
video. And then you sent this. You said mood with this screenshot.
Why am I the only one talking about
it? I don't, well, because I didn't want to read everyone else's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Bless. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. The music video will be out on MTV at midnight. Honestly, I'm ready. I'm trying not to hear any teasers. I said MTV, aren't songs usually released at like 11 p.m. on iTunes? I said See on Torn because I want to listen to the song when it drops on iTunes. So I'd have to film my reaction video and then one to the music video. Oh, Lord. I don't think I did any of that. I think that's like when I started not recording my reactions, like everything Demi, because I used to do it for everything. And then now I just kind of just actually enjoy the music, which has been nice. But yeah, so... Yeah, that was pretty much it. We were just like excited because we had gotten new Demi music. So that was the first thing we got in 2 years, right?
Yeah, and it was the first thing after, you know, all the
yeah. So that was that's what we were 4 years ago. Group chat talking
me,
about it.
Me roasting it, low key.
Yeah.
I the reason I said that those whistles was sounding like I love you. You love. It sounded like just a kid like love yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my favorite Demi song by any means.
You have the CD. The CD only has I Love Me on it, right?
I do, yes. I think because I got it, it was signed, maybe? I don't know why I would have...
You said it wasn't signed, though.
No, that... Was it signed? I feel like I have something upstairs on my bulletin board with it. Maybe not. Maybe I just bought it just to support.
Yeah. You know?
But it was... But
I never understood, like CDs that have one song on it. Like, I just don't get it.
I know. I do have that in my car. But
probably not with I Love Me in it.
No, I don't know what, who knows? I need to go look and let you know, but it's probably like probably unbroken in there or something. So, yeah, I mean, the music video is, I feel like, one of Demi's better music video, best. I don't know. I think I like it.
I really do like the music video just because of all the little like Easter eggs, like I was saying, like especially like the part where Demi's like saying goodbye to their past self. Like it just is so meaningful, I feel like, as a video. Like, and the meaning behind the song, even though it kind of sounds childish, like it is like a like I love me is enough type thing. Like
Yeah,
it's cute.
like I don't need anybody else. Like I love
Yeah.
me. Yeah, I gotta listen to it again. It's been a while,
I
but
wanna you remember the dance?
no, I don't.
Because
Oh
I'm a
yeah,
black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an
no,
expert at giving
even
up to
less.
somebody
Oh
else.
yeah.
I need
Oh my
myself
God.
to die. We gotta.
Oh.
Why do I compare myself to
Oh my God.
everyone? And
Yeah.
I always got my finger on the self to show. It's so cute. And it's like, I wonder when I love you.
Yeah, like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing, really. Like, when you look back on it, like, I think I still have the video of me dancing to it up on my
I
TikTok.
used your video to teach my mom how to
Yeah. And then Demi, didn't Demi like retweet Demi's team, like retweeted your
Yeah,
video?
because someone put together a compilation of a bunch of Lovatics doing it, and like that was retweeted, and then both of us were on Demi's TikTok. But I really want to know what Demi's thought was, like getting their TikTok back and being like, nope. What?
Who the hell are these people? But it was really cute because we were next to each other. I don't
Yeah.
even know if I have a screenshot of that somewhere. I must
Yeah.
have that somewhere. But it was cute because our videos were posted out of all the people that did it. Like
Oh,
Demi's
yeah, that's what I was not
so funny.
expecting. I expected yours to get posted because, like, you're the Lovatic rare,
Oh my
obviously.
God.
But, like, out of, like you said, out of all the people, like, why mine?
No, but it was just so cute how it happened to be like
One after the other.
back, and like we were just doing the dance like next to each other. It was so cute. But yeah, that's gone. But we were on it. It just makes you think, and like I tweeted about this and I was just like, oh my God, it just makes me think about, like, I'm sure somebody that I went to school with or something followed Demi's TikTok and saw that video of me just
Oh no,
pop
there was people like from my college that reached out to me and they were like, do you know you're on Demi's TikTok? I'm like, obviously I fucking know I'm on Demi's TikTok.
it's just like, oh God, I filmed it like down here. And it was before it was like all the, it was in a dark basement, like just terrible quality. I have the video still. I'm not gonna play it because that's just torture for me, but I have the video still, so I want to show you like what was posted. It was so bad. Oh yeah, so Demi liked it. Team Demi. Here's is
It was really bad quality.
sorry. And then I scrolled down to show like that Demi shared it, but it was just not, it wasn't good. I didn't like the color because it was so bad. This was like the original color. I like cropped it because it was so
Team
bad.
Demi era was a time.
There it is. Oh, so I wonder if I have the screenshots of it being posted next to yours, but I remember like people commenting under it and like they're like Angel and Paige, like they like had no, and I was like, oh gosh. So I just wonder, you know, who came across that in my personal life. I mean, I'm not like, it's, I think I'm embarrassed to look back at anything that I did even a year ago. Like, I don't know.
Just being perceived, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. So I'm grateful, of course. That was a really cool experience, especially being able to be posted with you know, and next to each other. But I feel like Demi, it was Demi's team, but things in the past too, the Demi notices that I've gotten, it's just so random. Like Demi really just notices the most random things. But I think I would have preferred not having my dancing be posted. But
Gonna hire you as the new backup dancer.
yeah.
From that video.
Yeah, like you said, I really wonder what Demi's thought process was logging into their TikTok and scrolling through. I wonder if they even
So
watched it.
many people, because there were so many
Yeah,
people
there was
posted. It
so many. There was
was
so
at least
many.
like 20 just videos of people dancing to I Love Me.
Yeah, so it was
And Demi had to go through and manually delete all of them.
unless they're like, okay, to their team, like, please get rid of all this. I don't even want to look at this. This is so embarrassing. But yeah, so I Love Me will always hold a little special place in my heart because
It was
whoever
my
that
first Demi
is.
notice, I think. That was
Oh,
like my
was
first one. Yeah, so it always will be special to me.
Yeah. So we should recreate the dance.
Yeah. I'll have my mom get in on it. She got so frustrated. Me and my mom, literally, it took me 2 seconds to learn the dance. My mom, though, literally, I had to do it. We watched your video. I swear to God, the view count on your video specifically, it was also me and my mom because we had to watch the video through like 70 times for her to get it.
You need to send me the video of you and your mom doing it, and I'll like
It's on my
incorporate
Twitter
it.
somewhere. I'll have to find it. Yeah.
Is it on your TikTok?
If you scroll way back, but
Giving myself to everyone, and I always think it's like
what? What was that talking about before that? Go up, snap. Job. And like obviously, and it wasn't even the world didn't shut down yet. It was right before shutdown, but it still seemed like such a wholesome quarantine moment.
I
Like,
know, right? Because yeah, it kind of blended into that. Or was it quarantine? When did quarantine? It was like the 12th and
oh
13th.
yeah, wait. I was saying, I Love Me came out before quarantine, but I think the dance trend did
I
happen
think
during.
like a week later, we had the shutdown.
The
So,
shutdown was March 7th.
okay, so maybe the day after. Oh my God, that was just terrible timing on Demi's part. But I think it really took Demi in the direction that they were supposed to go in. Like, I really wonder how their career would have played out if that didn't happen and they were able to release the album and
Yeah.
promote their music like they originally were going to, because we've touched on it before that there was an album that was scrapped basically, and then we got Dancing with the Devil. So, and the art starting over. So I really, it's so weird to think about like the possibilities of like what could have been.
All those unreleased songs that we reacted to, probably.
I just can never figure out where, what time frame that they were released,
Yeah.
you know? So,
We should do like a guess what time frame or to guess what album this song would have been on. I feel like that'd be
oh
fun.
yeah, I'm playing. That would be fun. That would be
Yeah.
fun to do together. Since I can't, clearly can't hear the music that I'm trying to play.
Yeah.
So, moving on to our highs and lows for the week.
Highs and lows. All right. So my low for the week is that my classes are starting again tomorrow, Monday. I don't know when this is being seen, but I had a week break, which wasn't really a break because I still had like my internship. But I go into the second quarter of the spring semester tomorrow, and I'm not ready. I just want grad school to be over. And my high is that I just got my hair done. The lighting in here is not doing it justice.
It looks so good. And it's so funny because Angel was like, I'm getting my hair done. And I was like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? She sent me a picture. She goes, this is going to determine if it's going to, like, my hair is going to determine if it's going to be like my high or low of the week.
Well, yeah, because
And
I was so scared because I had to the first time it came out really dark and I didn't like it, so I had her do the glaze over again and now it looks better. But yeah, it is a high because I am happy with it. I'm really happy. And like the last time I got like my hair done like this is when I had the blonde, so it
Yeah.
looked my hair looked like yours before and it was
Oh
just
my
longer.
God. Yeah. If you guys go back to look at the older episodes, like you had
Yeah, it was
different
blonde. I have blonde hair.
hair.
But
You could rock both of them. I
thank
mean,
you.
pull them
Wait,
off.
I wanted the little money pieces,
Yeah.
like so this is supposed to be like a lighter orangey, but it didn't really come out as light as I hoped. But still the color came out better.
Yeah, maybe if you go get it touched up, like, you know, a couple months or something, and then however long it stays in, I don't know, but you can have them do like a lighter piece. So my low for the week is I think just like my business. We were kind of touching on it before, like it's been super slow, so I've been like doubting myself a lot with just everything that I'm going to be putting out, and I'm not sure like how well it's going to do, and so I'm just a little scared about that. But also I feel like my high as well is like the new business that I'm planning to start. I'm starting to just get everything like in motion and just trying to get everything started. And I have so many days where, or just moments when I'm just like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. All I really know is like the Demi life, which is so dramatic. But I feel like, I mean, I've had this business for 10 years, so it's like doing something completely different and going into the unknown has always been really terrifying for me, and my anxiety always keeps me from trying new things. And I'm like, I am gonna just do it. I was like, I'm not gonna, you know, let this fear keep me from exploring a different path in my life, something that I can see doing like long term. And yeah, so I've just been kind of focusing on that, figuring out exactly what I want to do with that business. I have a general idea, but there's a lot of other things that I want to try to include in it. So just getting over that fear of starting something new and just not doubting myself, while also like at the same time like doubting my current business. But I don't know, it's like a battle that I'm struggling with internally.
Let's go XO Page and Co.
XO Page and Co. Yeah, if you guys want to follow it, I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the name. It rolls
it's
off
low key iconic.
XO Page and Co. But I think a lot of people aren't familiar with what and co means. So, yeah.
I feel like it's also low key iconic though, because it ties in your old username Sugar Sugar XO. So I feel like if you just keep the brand going, I feel like it's low key, like it's you.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't do it as much anymore, but I would always like do XO in text messages like back in the day. And that's why I had my username Sugar Sugar XO, my YouTube and everything. But it would be, you know, I think my issue is it being my name. I feel like it seems like very self-centered. Not saying like, because I know there's a lot of businesses that use their name, but for me, like, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. Especially for what I want to do with it. I don't know if it goes with it, but also.
Spring Turning the Page Back. That was an iconic name.
Oh my God. Turning the Page.
That was iconic. Turning the Page. That I still remember when you dropped that. I was like, that is so creative.
Thank you. Yeah. It's because I got that because back in high school, we had to write like an autobiography and I was going to name. I don't know. Think I ever turned it in. I don't know what ever happened to that, but we had to write like a about ourselves, and so I was like, I'm gonna name it, I think it was Turning the Page or Turn the Page, and yeah, so that's what where that came
iconic.
From
iconic.
I think it's like taken though, that username Turning the Page. I don't think I can do that, but yeah, that's my high and low, just kind of battling each other right now, so
yeah, it's kind of contradictory.
It is, but yeah, I think that's it for us this week, guys. It's been a long one, so if you stuck through, thank you so much. Make sure you check us out on all other streaming platforms.
Thank you guys for watching today's episode, and we will see you next time for your bi-weekly dose of Demi.
Bye guys.
I'm sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.